Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
Say, Mom, do you use one soap for everything in your watch?
Of course not, son. What gave you such an idea?
Well, it says here in the paper you can't. It says new suds is here.
What are you talking about?
It says, you, Mom, don't put up with old-time worst-day soap when new dust can do all three kinds of wash.
What? One soap for all three kinds of wash? It's possible. Why, that would mean washing my rayon undies with the same soap I use for your dirty overalls and the towels you get so black.
But gee, Mom, here it shows a little boy with overalls just like mine that says, dust gets them clean with no hard... C-R-U-B-B-I-N-G.
No hard scrubbing. Well, that means easy wash days.
And does get dirty T-O-W-L-S.
Towels.
Whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps.
Whiter washes. Say, let me see that paper, son. Well, I declare, it says you've never seen whiter washes than new does gives you. Well, this does must be a whiz for whiteness. But what's this it says? Yet the same does is actually safer for pretty rayons and nicer colored washables than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Hey, this does must be a new kind of soap. Oh, it says here it is a new kind of granulated soap, not just a new improvement of an old soap. You've never before been able to buy a soap quite like new does. Well, and what's this? Women by the millions are now changing to does on wash day. Well, no one's going to get ahead of me. I'll get a box today and try it myself. But see, that's D-U-Z, does. And believe me, next wash day, I'll just see whether does everything.
Now, the Goldbergs. Molly Goldberg is on her way to see Margaret Way. And Molly has a grand plan which will make the tangled lives of four people and many thousands of others straighten and be good again. The immediate thing is to prevent Orianne Leland from marrying Mr. Way, since Orianne really loves Dr. Peters. The long-range plan is to repay the thousands of people who suffered from Mr. Way's financial actions. Mrs. Way has lots of money. But that won't help unless Molly finds some way of preventing the marriage about which Mrs. Way is so bitter. But meanwhile, at the Goldberg house, the telephone rings and Jake says...
It's Dr. Mama. I'd like to switch the hall, please.
I'll take it, Stanley.
Well, who is that doing?
Hello?
Hello, Rosalie?
Where are you, Ma?
Rosalie, darling, I want to talk to Papa, but listen to me first, dear.
Yes?
Listen, dear. I want you to take six... potatoes, or maybe eight potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And peel them.
Yeah.
And just cut them in half and put them in my white pot.
Oh.
And cover up the pot and let them stand.
Uh-huh.
You hear me, dear?
All right, Ma, I will.
And put up the percolator with coffee.
All right.
And take some carrots.
Uh-huh.
And smash them up a little bit. I got the boiled in it. Smash them up a little bit. Should be smashed carrots for David.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to do that.
All right.
You hear me?
Uh-huh.
And see that everything should be just so.
All right.
So I should have to come in a little because I'm a little retained now.
All right.
You hear me?
Uh-huh.
And everything is going well?
Yes, Mom.
Samuel is home?
Uh-huh.
Rosalie?
Yes?
Listen to me.
Yes, Mom.
Papa's all right?
Well.
Let me talk to him.
Well, Pop happened, Ma.
Let me talk to Papa.
Give me the phone, Pod. Don't tell me.
Hello?
One minute, Ma. Here, Pa, and don't start, please.
Don't try and please me, please. Hello?
Hello, darling.
Yes, dearie. Where are you? Are you finished with your business at Mrs. Way's yet?
Jake, dear, I can't discuss fully because at the moment, you see, dear.
Where are you?
I'm at Dr. Cater's.
I thought you were on your way to see Margaret Way. In other words, she would prefer it if you kept out of her business.
I'll be home shortly, dear. Don't mention to anybody where I bought those rich old buttons.
Do you want me to walk over and bring you home?
No, no, darling. No, thank you. I'll be home soon.
Very well.
Bye.
Bye.
Where's Mom and Pa?
Didn't she go to Mrs. Way? I thought she had
Mrs.
to
Mrs. Way wouldn't see her. And I'm glad of it. Maybe now your mother will know enough to stay in her backyard.
You know that's something Mom will never learn.
I wouldn't want it to.
Why not?
Because there shouldn't be any back fences and there shouldn't be any fences around people. Nobody's business is their own.
A leaf out of your mother's book you're taking, huh?
Why not, Pa?
What have I got here? Let me see. Wait. Two against them?
Well, you wouldn't want Mama to be any different than she is, Pa, and you know it.
I don't know it at all. There's such a thing as too much being sufficient.
Well, you don't think Mama's going to stand by and see Oria and marry Mr. Way?
That's not the only thing Mama's trying to do. There's much more to this than Oriane and Mr. Way and Dr. Cater. There's a moral issue.
Better get me the cart before we get too involved in the issue.
Okay.
The only thing I know is that Mama was refused an audience with Her Highness Mrs. Margaret Way.
If Mrs. Way knew why Mama wanted to see us, she'd see us.
What do you mean?
The cart's coming.
Thanks.
Mama could really get Mrs. Way to pay back Mr. Way's debts and clear him.
Petrol?
What do you want to play?
Mrs. Way thinks that Mama wants Mr. Way and Orion to get married.
Deal.
And that's the only reason that she wouldn't see it.
Pick up your car.
Wait a minute. What are we playing for?
Rummy. Who is in the kitchen?
I don't know.
Yo! Is anybody?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that Mr. Way was home.
Come in, Mr. Way. We are playing Rummy. Would you care to join us?
Oh, I'll watch. Where's Mrs. Goldberg?
She went down.
She'll be home soon.
Sit down, Mr. Way.
Thank you.
Now, let me see. What have I got here?
I play Papa John.
Very well. Where's Orion?
Oh, she's across the road, over at Martha's.
Martha's making David a knitted suit. You play him.
Yes, I know.
Rosie, bring in some fruit. Maybe Mr. Way wants to nibble.
All right. But don't play until I get back.
Oh, let's see. Pick up your card, Paul.
I will. Now, let me see. What have I got here?
Oh, anything. What's the difference?
You're a very lucky man, Mr. Goldberg.
How do you mean, Mr. Way?
You have what I always wanted. And you got it without trying the wrong way.
I'm not rich.
Oh, I didn't mean that. Here you are, sitting with your children around the table. The lamp is glowing. The house is warm. Everything is livable, pleasant. Secure. You've built up a life for yourself which can only bring you happiness and content. And you got it without going off on a tangent the way I did. I wanted all these things. And I thought the only way I could get them was by being so wealthy that I would always be safe. I thought the way to find security was to live for yourself alone, sacrificing anything and anybody to it. And then I thought, after I had the money, I could look for other things. It didn't work out.
Mr. Way, there's no security in things. Whether the things are money or houses or fences, even guns. The security is the people around you. The people who believe in the same thing. The people who are equal to you and have what you have. Then you have security. And you can fight for it and not lose it. Nobody can stand alone. A country or a man or $1 million. Things depend on other things. And the safest thing of all is people.
That's quite a speech, Sammy.
What I believe.
It's what I'm learning.
Come in.
Since when does your mother knock?
Mrs. Way?
Margaret.
Yes, Margaret. I was hoping to find you in. Since when do you have to use agents to communicate with me, Edward?
What do you mean?
I mean, if you've anything to tell me, why can't you come and tell me yourself? I refuse to see Mrs. Goldberg on your business.
I'm sorry, but my wife made the mistake of trying to see your former wife, Mr. Way.
And I refuse to see her. Now, you tell me what you sent her here for. I'm here, and I can tell you. I know you don't want me in town, and I know all about your plans to marry Orion Leland. And most of all, I know it would please you immensely if I left town. But sending Mrs. Goldberg to ask me isn't going to accomplish it, I assure you.
I don't care whether you leave town or not. It doesn't interest me.
possible.
That's why you sent me to Dover, isn't it? I know you, Edward. I've known you for a long time. You probably could drink these poor people who trust you and pity you. But I know you a little better than that. Pity is wasted on you, because you don't want pity from the world. You want power. And if you can get it through pity, you'll take it that way. Now that you happen to pen it to your name and no preacher.
Molly?
Why don't you leave now, Margaret? You've said enough.
I don't know if I've said enough, but I hope that I've said it plainly. It's no use trying to get me to leave town. I know that all you want this marriage to go through. You think it will make Orion Leland happy. But I know that no woman can be happy with you. And as long as I can, and as hard as I can, I'm going to fight to see if you don't know.
Well, Molly, I hope this will be a lesson to you.
We wonder whether an hysterical woman and a personal rebuff can ever be a lesson to a woman like Molly. No one sent Molly to Mrs. Gray except her conscience. And this same conscience will keep Molly going until Orianne and Wade decide not to get married. Until the thousands of people Wade ruined are helped. You know, I can sympathize with you ladies who've been using old-fashioned soaps that do only a halfway job on dishes. Some cheat you either by going only halfway on speed, and others just go halfway on gentleness to your hands. Well, there's none of this partway business about you does. No, ma'am, because this new kind of granulated soap has everything for dishes, from whirlwind speed and suds to extra gentleness to your hands. Yes, this same does that does everything in your wash goes all the way on dishes, too. Just notice how really nice and smooth your hands feel after you do dishes with Dove. Actually, Dove is the only leading granulated laundry soap to give your hands this extra gentle care. Yet no soap made gets dishes clean faster or easier than Dove. It cuts even frying pan grease without any hard scouring. What? Any hard scouring? What? Any hard scouring? Why, you can tell the difference in Dove just by looking at the suds. Just ask for that red and white box of Dove today. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Molly asks Wade to give up Orianne, and she offers to help him get his conscience back in exchange. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of voice.